Luke, many thanks for joining us. Not too often. In fact, I'm not even sure if it's the first time ever we've had somebody on the programme speaking to us from Chile. You're over there, part of the Irish hockey squad for the World Cup qualifiers. And first of all, maybe just update us on the weather, a bit of a contrast to what we've been used to at home here.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's about 30, 32 degrees here and sun is shining. So bit different to the month of rain we had before we came out here. But yeah, tough to play in. But we've had two warm-up games in the evenings there that are about 24, 25 degrees. So that's not so bad. But our first game's middle of the day. And it's going to be probably 30 in temperature. And I'm not sure what the temperature will be down on the pitch, but I know it'll be warm.
Now, you're part of the squad for these World Cup qualifiers. It's taking place in the city of Santiago in Chile. And the Irish, well, the last time I looked in the world rankings, I think at the end of last year, we were 11th. So there are high hopes that you can qualify for the World Cup. And indeed, your head coach, Mark Tumulty, has certainly said that he says he knows it won't be an easy task, but we're ready for the challenge. So tell us about the games that are coming up. You're in Pool B and Canada are first.
Yeah, so we play Canada on Sunday. That's the first game of three. We then have Korea in our group and we have Poland to finish off. Canada are a wee bit of an unknown, but from the games that we've watched and analysed, they seem to be a very tricky opponent and sort of thrive in a bit of chaos. So it's just our job on Sunday, I suppose, to play our game the standard that we know we can, especially with the ball, and try and eliminate that sort of chaos for them, something that they're going to thrive in and just really control the game. There's going to be no easy games in our group, as all three of our opponents have had wins over us in the last couple of years. So, Canada and Korea have stopped the Irish men from going to the Olympics each. So we've got a bone to pick with both of them. So it's gonna be a good group. Hopefully we can get through. It's not going to be easy now. They're all going to face different challenges and different playing styles. So yeah, it'll be good. We've prepared well and all our practice games are finished. We've had 9 warm-up games. So we're ready to go. I think it's just now fine-tuning for Sunday.
And I think I'm right in saying Ireland need to achieve a top three finish in this competition to secure your place in the World Cup. What would it mean to you personally to get to the World Cup finals?
Top three would see us go through, which is great. We just need to make it out of the group and then hopefully win our semi-final to get into that top two would be nicer than a top three. But I suppose personally, it'd be nice to be involved in a team that qualifies for a major tournament. It's not just, being from Donegal and playing for a foe, I never really expected to, always wanted to get a cap and to be so close to 50 caps and to be in a part of a big major tournament would be amazing. Obviously, when you're here, you're not guaranteed to go to the actual tournament if we do qualify. So it just resets the whole selection process and just have to work very hard. So I'm not someone who looks too far ahead over the years with having missed out on Olympic Games and stuff like that. I just stay focused on sort of the task at hand and don't look too far ahead because you never know what's around the corner, but I'm definitely motivated to try and be a part of that if we do happen to qualify and just do my bit here today or this week to make sure that we do go and we go to that major tournament because we've been out of it for so long. So yeah, it'd be nice personally to be a part of that.
Now, you mentioned there you started with Rafoe. Also, I believe you did a bit of show jumping when you were younger. You also played Gaelic football with St. Mary's in Convoy and a bit of soccer with Convoy Arsenal. But I suppose from a relatively early age, hockey was always going to be the big one.
You know what? I suppose with my granddad being so heavily involved in Gaelic football, I was a big fan of Gaelic football and was good at it too. I loved playing it and loved the club and Convoy. Like, it's a great club and great facilities and everyone's so friendly. And I suppose with the show jumping too, it's obviously everyone in rural Ireland has maybe a grandparent that loved horses and we got involved in that way too. And we travelled Ireland with a pile of show jumping ponies and then always just played hockey through my dad with Rafoe, and it got to a stage maybe whether to choose one of the three. And I just thought, well, I can see more of the world maybe playing hockey to a higher standard than I could if I was maybe playing Gaelic or something like that. So, hockey also helps with the job line I'm down. I'm a PE teacher, so there's a lot of schools in Northern Ireland, and I'm head of hockey in one of them schools. So that's sort of the way it worked. But yeah, I loved all three sports, and will definitely be going back to the Gaelic football once I'm retired from hockey. But yeah, I'm a big fan of all three, and obviously, can't do both. I can't do all three at a high level, so I had to choose one just, and that's kind of the way it went.
Well, the only other Donegal player to represent Ireland at full international level is James Corrie. So, big footsteps to follow in, and proud to be a Donegal man. You've played most of your hockey in recent years with Banbridge. So just remind us, I mean, they are one of the top clubs in Ireland. You've played Euro Hockey League with them, and indeed they've finished in the last couple of seasons 13th overall. So that shows just sort of how high a standard they're at.
Yeah, so like whenever I was growing up, I remember watching James and a lot of Rafał players sort of playing, and I remember pestering my dad to bring me to nearly every game on a Saturday if I could, and was raging whenever he didn't bring me. But yeah, and then left for uni and went to Belfast for university. So I moved to Banbridge here just outside Belfast, and sort of my 8th year there now. And the first couple of years we didn't really see much success. We're in a real rebuilding phase, but now, like, I'm 27 and I'm the fourth oldest maybe in the squad. And we're in an exciting time. We've had a really successful last 3 or 4 years where we've won everything multiple times, and in Ireland, and we've went to like the Champions League of hockey, I suppose, the AHL, and we've had some tough draws. We've drawn three of the best teams in Europe, and ran a couple of them close and one of them not so close. But we're getting results then in the second games against teams that, well, it's a 50-50 and we're beating them, so it's exciting. Hopefully we can keep going and keep getting back to that tournament, because we're due a better draw to really push on and see how far we can get into that knockout stage. But yeah, we're really exciting. It's coming up now, sort of 4 years where we're kind of cashing in on everyone's ability, and we're so young and so fit and very athletic. So the Banbridge squad at the moment is quite exciting. Yeah, we're definitely exciting for the next, or I'm excited for the next couple of years. So yeah, it's very good. It's some positive play.
And at that level, I take it you don't have a lot of spare time. There's a lot of training during the week, and indeed a lot of travel.
Yeah, so especially with playing, if you just look at club where it's an All-Ireland league, so you could be in Cork at the weekend, or you could be in Dublin. We're in Dublin a majority of the time for away games, as that's the heavy bulk of teams. But if you combine both club and country stuff together, we really have only Sunday off. Every day is either gym or training. So the way we work it, so obviously it's too big for everyone to meet midweek, or Ireland's too big, so we split regionally. So we'll train regionally with Ireland, and we'll do two gym sessions and club sessions, and then we'll have Saturday matches with our club, and Sundays are really our rest day. So, or the odd Fridays our rest day, and we train Sunday. So it's full time, I suppose. These are the things you have to do for international sport, especially when you're trying to push on and into the middle of our Olympic cycle here, and World Cup qualifications, I suppose, just around the corner, stuff we had to do for the last couple of months. But and the weather didn't help, so we've had to go away to a couple of hot weather training camps in Spain, and just time away from friends, family, and work, I suppose. But these are the things you have to do, and maybe the unseen things, but they're valuable.
Now, the squad in Chile, it's a 20-player squad. I think there's eight defenders there. And I suppose, like in so many sports, the strength of the squad is key, because there'll be people coming on and off. And particularly when you have a busy schedule with a number of matches within a week, you know, that strength and depth is absolutely vital.
Yeah, we're so yeah, the 20-man squad, 18 will play every game, but the 20 will play throughout the whole tournament, so we'll be resting too. We're allowed to sort of sub in and out that way. We're excited about the strength of the squad now, because we're at that phase where a lot of players are in around 50 caps, 100 caps, 150 caps. We're an experienced squad as well, and we're young. So yeah, it's exciting. We've got some, like, we've phenomenal players. Like, we've some world-class players in our ca and Sean Murray and Jamie Carr and players like that there that are have won the AHL and are playing in hockey in the league, and some of the playing professional for the biggest Belgian teams and stuff like that. So we've got real talent and a real experience now, I suppose, as well to go with that. And we're still all young, so no, it's exciting. There's a lot of quality there, and hopefully all 20 of us will definitely be involved, and everyone will contribute. So yeah, it's good. Looking forward to it.
And I see one of the players, Jeremy Duncan, in attack, not far off winning his 150th international cap. I mean, that's quite an achievement, no matter what sport you're in.
Yeah. Players like that are invaluable with the experience that they bring. And we have players like that in every line, and it's class. You can always pick their brain because they've been through so much. They've been to the Olympics, or they've been through World Cup qualifiers, or they've been to a World Cup. Some boys have been to the last World Cup. So yeah, you can pick their brain and learn from them, and they're happy enough to help you out, or put an arm around you, or kick you up the backside whenever you need to. So no, we've got a good mix of experience and quality as well. So
And what about the playing surfaces out there? Are they the same as what you have here at home, or are they somewhat different?
No, everything within hockey is fairly universal. I suppose the challenge is the heat, the ball, the pitches need to be damp. So like they need to water them, and that's the challenge, where a pitch can be real sticky or slow out in these places. So they're a wee bit, it is a wee, it's technically the same, but when you've played on so many surfaces, you can tell the difference straight away, even by walking on it. So it's a slower pitch, it's a heavier pitch. It holds a bit more water just to with the hot, the heat and the sun. So we just have to get used to that. You need a wee bit more pace about you, a bit more ball pace, just to really get round teams. It suits maybe a team of a that are happy to park the bus, whereas we like to sort of play with a bit of flow and counter attack, and just play with real pace and quality. And so that's the challenge, but it's a challenge for every team. So yeah, there's a wee bit of a difference, but we'll be fine. We're used to it now.
So finally, just to recap, your first game is on this Sunday. I think it's 3 o'clock Irish time. That's against Canada. Then you take on Korea, and then it's Poland, and hopefully you can get into the latter stages then of the competition. Luke, we appreciate you joining us, and we wish you all the very best.
Cheers. Thanks very much.